our city, Excellent. Our country.
Can you show us your photos?
Please, Excellent. Come in. Yep. First shot I did on the tapestry, other posters of Carol, things that I've worked on. This was for music, but the pictures nearly all were taken at Carnegie. We had color film in the camera, and across the room was a cat sleeping asleep on a pillow, on a couch. And I asked Carol, do you think I could get that shot, that cat into my shot? Because I had read many years before that there was a survey done by Kodak, and they found that after children, the most popular thing people photographed was their own cats. And I saw a cat, and I wanted to get something good, so I said to Carol, do you think I could move the cat on the pillow? And she said, ah, he's tame, he'll probably won't move. So I walked across the room, picked up the cat on the pillow, and brought the pillow into the photograph, and she was right. He didn't move a muscle. He lay right there. And I clicked one picture, but Carol didn't look good in that shot. And the next picture, the cat stood up. That's tapestry. And in the next picture, the cat's gone. So she had two children at the time. And right during the session, they came home from school. And I was very impressed because here she is an artist doing a business project, and she's totally focused on me and the camera and what we're doing and what we're talking about. And her two daughters arrive home from school. And they walk up to her with their homework, and she completely turns into the mother. Total focus on those two girls. What did they do in school? Did they have any problems? Were they gonna, you know, what homework, whatever? Maybe 3-5 minutes, not very long, but total focus. Then they are finished and they move on out, and she turns, and in a split second, she's back with me, 100%. I was impressed, very impressed. She was actually doing the tapestry during all the recording, during the photo session. She was really working on the tapestry. When the album was finished, she presented the tapestry to Lou Adler, and it's a, you know, which was a total surprise to him. She was working on it during all the recording sessions there with him, and had no idea she was doing it for him. Some uncertainty, as if he didn't know just what he was there for. I always think of tapestry. It's just, it sums up my own life.